Moving into the latest updates from our / machine learning news, researchers from ByteDance Seed and Tsinghua Air have introduced CUDA Agent, a large-scale agentic reinforcement learning system designed to train large language models to write GPU kernels that outperform native compilers. The core challenge being addressed is a stubborn performance gap. While frontier models are already capable of producing synthetically correct CUDA code, they often generate slow code. On Kernel Bench, the base model Seed 1.6 successfully passes 74% of tasks, yet manages to outrun Torch.compile on only 27.2% of them, translating to a 0.69 geometric mean speedup, meaning the generated kernels are, on average, slower than compiler output. Community discussion quickly turned to practical skepticism. One user questioned whether reinforcement learning for LLMs actually supersedes high-quality training and distillation examples, noting that after 30 distinct real-world experiments, they found no measurable improvement in model quality, describing the approach as an expensive academic hallucination. In another notable post, the founder of Stratasignal shared findings from a sealed, three-condition benchmark across 8 models for local Q4 instances and 4 frontier cloud models, testing whether the LLMS.txt standard actually helps models read websites. Evaluating 30 sealed questions about their own estate against plain HTML and blank controls, the team noted mixed results. Crucially, analysis of 30 days of server logs revealed that 0 AI crawlers ever requested their LLMS.txt file, even as Claudebot fetched robots.txt hundreds of times. However, following publication, traffic patterns shifted slightly, logging initial fetches from Meta's crawler and Googlebot, though Claudebot and GPTbot still had not requested the file. Commentators weighed in heavily, with many arguing that LLMS.txt was dead on arrival due to a lack of corporate backing from major entities like WordPress or search engine giants, turning it into media buzz rather than a functional web standard. Transitioning to R/OpenClaw, users are troubleshooting installation hurdles and configuration issues when deploying AI agents on local infrastructure. One user detailing an installation in a Proxmox v Debian Trixie virtual machine paired with an Alma server running Qwen 2.5 Coder 7 billion encountered setup friction and config health check errors regarding Tailscale. Community members advised that the Tailscale warning is simply a noisy health check for an unreachable optional service, and recommended manually setting the model via OpenClaw config if the interactive onboarding hangs. Additional threads explored optimal free models for running OpenClaw with Telegram integrations, with users suggesting GLM 5.2 on OpenRouter or NVIDIA build endpoints as viable zero-cost fallbacks, while cautioning that free options are generally not recommended for handling sensitive private data. Other newcomers voiced frustration over the complexity of the current command line installer, prompting acknowledgments from contributors who noted that streamlined configuration flows are actively being addressed. Over in R/AI assisted, discussions captured a mix of philosophical and practical user sentiments regarding current AI interactions. Topics ranged from user observations that Claude is increasingly exhibiting a tone that feels like reprimanding or judging users, to broader societal concerns, such as a reference to a letter written by Bernie Sanders urging tech leaders to pause AI development for humanity's safety, with commenters cynically suggesting such moves are financially motivated market maneuvers. Additional conversations touched on Jensen Huang's perspective on early job displacement, with users arguing that human validation teams will remain necessary for medical and professional outputs, alongside practical advice on converting existing PDFs, spreadsheets, and internal documents into structured data as the easiest way to bootstrap functional personal and vertical domain AI assistance. In the creative and generative art communities across R/AI Gen Art and R/AI Generated Art, users showcased conceptual world-building and dark fantasy aesthetics. Highlights included eerie psychological horror concept art titled The Faceless Ward, exploring oppressive hospital corridors, moody atmospheric pieces like Sorceress in a Forgotten Ruin, and imaginative character designs such as Ultrawoman Gemini, an original tokusatsu-inspired hero capable of splitting into two distinct personalities representing short-tempered and gentle natures. Other posts featured surreal organic concepts like the amber-hooded sun jelly and industrial chic design showcases, alongside varied community critiques of dense aesthetic mashups. Exploring writing workflows in R/AI Writing Hub, users tackled the persistent challenge of maintaining narrative consistency across long-form fiction as language models approach their conversational context limits. One author working on a 32-chapter story noted that their AI assistant began making errors due to memory saturation. Community members recommended utilizing retrieval-augmented generation tools like Anything LLM with robust embedding functions, or manually prompting the model to generate a comprehensive super-prompt summary state to carry over into fresh chat sessions. Finally, in r/AI_music, creators debated the practical capabilities of modern audio generation tools in remixing finished songs. Users discussed uploading completed tracks or stems to let AI models attempt production reworks or studio-quality mixing without fundamentally altering the underlying composition. Alongside technical experimentation, artists shared concept album singles such as Sewer Symphony by Neon Claw, a dystopian project drawing thematic inspiration from Mutant Turtles, and bass-driven spiritual wellness tracks designed for meditation and high-vibration energy work.